This is the Engage Podcast, episode number 12, Bullseye Speaking.
Welcome to the Engage Podcast, where it's all about increasing your influence, impact, and income as a public speaker. And now, your host, he gave his first speech at age 12 and hasn't shut up since, Paul Evans.
What's up, legend? Hey, I'm going to let you in on a little secret that speakers talk about other speakers. Yeah, we critique. We share the ideas, the concepts, the good stuff, the bad stuff. We all do that, right? It's not just speakers. Anytime that we hear anybody communicate, even if we weren't a speaker, we'd have something to say about it. So I was having supper last night with one of my buddies, and we recently attended an event, and a certain name came up, and I said, what did you think about that? He said, it was interesting. What did you think? I said, I liked all four of his talks. I mean, this guy had like four talks in one keynote, and they were not connected at all. It was completely different ideas, completely different topics, and it was just kind of crazy. The guy may have just been having an off night or an off day or something along those lines, and we all do, you know, don't get me wrong, but it was kind of crazy that it was just so all over the board. So I want to center in on that today and talk about bullseye speaking, because when the meeting is over, you know, what do you want the audience to leave with? What concept, what idea, what unforgettable belief, what new opinion, what information? Your purpose is really the bullseye of the message, the target that you want to hit. And you may have noticed that a bullseye is often part of my communication and consulting tags. It's part of what I tell organizations such as Bullseye Speaking, zero Z's guaranteed. So you can tell that I'm serious about the outcome of my presentations. I want to make sure that people are alert, that they're awake, they're able to remember, they're able to apply. And I know that we all want to do that. So after you select your topic and you know your audience, you're really ready to move in to the formula for bullseye success. Now, this is a little bit different than my perfect presentation that I teach in my Engage training, where I talk a lot more about the premise and I give you an overall formula for every element. But if you're not part of that, what I want to do is help you be able to really center in. And this means that we're going to narrow the topic, plus we're going to talk about the head and the heart, and that's going to bring us into bullseye speaking. So first of all, a narrow topic. Make it clear and precise. The message needs to have pinpoint accuracy. General topics will have general outcomes. No one will know what you're talking about unless you really make it specific. You know, you can even tell a lot of jokes and get the crowd going, but if you don't share something targeted, they might leave saying, well, that was entertaining, but I don't have a clue what the message was about. So ask yourself, what is the one thing you want your audience to leave with? And throughout any of my training, if we talk about any sort of formatting, any sort of structure, you know, we want to narrow the goal and narrow the talk. So now that I've mentioned goals, you know, let's think about that. It's a broad topic, right? There's a lot of information on the subject. You could speak for days on various aspects. So some goal ideas. And this is just topic-based, goal setting, goal attaining, getting started, long-term goals, short-term goals, lifelong goals. You know, any of those could be a speech, but even then they may not be narrow enough to really create something specific other than just general understanding of the topic. So you can narrow even further by adding a narrowing phrase. So goal setting for financial security, goal attaining for self-esteem. Getting started, the first hour of your goal planning. Long-term goals for secure retirement. Short-term goals for becoming a vegetarian. Lifelong goals for physical health. You want to make your topic as tight as possible so that people are able to see how it's going to connect to them specifically, and it also gives a little bit of a frame around it, right? So that's how we narrow our topic. Then we want to add in the head. And the question here is, what do you want the people to think? You determine how you're going to affect your audience thinking, their heads. What do you want to happen to them intellectually? How do you want to challenge them mentally? Do you want to create awareness? Do you want to inform? Do you want to generate doubt? Force the audience to think, and you're very much in control of that. You're very much in control of where their head goes. So you need, from the outset, after you narrow your topic, you want to be thinking about what you want people to think. So that's the head. And then the heart. What do you want the audience to feel? You want to impact their hearts. You want them to feel sad about a number of drunk driving accidents or perhaps infuriated? Do you want the audience to feel joyful or electric after your talk? Maybe you want them to feel challenged or uplifted or light or heavy. Write down how you want them to feel. So think about this goal speech. I might say narrow topic is goal achievement for life. Head might be the audience should compare where they are to where they want to be. And heart may be the audience should feel a belief in themselves and a hope for what can be accomplished. So all of that would be really tight. It would keep me from doing four talks in one like that other guy did. And it'll allow me to stay on point. It'll allow my audience to know exactly where I am. And it will also allow them to be affected intellectually and emotionally, which almost every talk consists of. So focus on that. Think about bullseye speaking. It's a narrow topic plus head plus heart will get you there every time. Hey, speak with passion or just leave me a note.
You've been listening to the Engage Podcast. Head on over to EngagePodcast.com and get your free public speaker training that will help you avoid becoming a human tranquilizer. EngagePodcast.com. Speak with passion or just leave me a note.